Blog Talk Radio. Greetings, 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 and welcome everybody. Thank you so much again for joining me tonight. Bob Marley's birthday, that's why I started it off with Positive Vibration. Big up to Bob Marley. Big up to all the influence, the positive influence he brought to the world. And he taught us about the manipulation of the system. And tonight we're going to talk about manipulation and how the different ways manipulation comes in our lives. You know, in different ways. Even when you're surfing the internet, you see a big, bold headline, you know, that prompts you to click on it to read it. In those ways we are being manipulated every day. And you know, it's not a good thing, and especially when manipulation comes from people who are close to you, it's kinda hard to swallow. You know? And a lot of us are being manipulated without even knowing it. So this is why I'm bringing this show around. If you can spot yourself as someone who is being manipulated, or you can spot the manipulator in you, you know, we're going to bring it out. And I would love to hear your opinion. So please, please call in. 646-595-3197. 646-595-3197. Would really, really love to hear from you tonight, guys. And let me just say good evening to everybody logged on, you know, through Facebook, through Blog Talk Radio, through TuneIn. I don't want to call any names because there are names I cannot see, but I know you're logged on. And I don't want you to think that I'm dismissing you because I don't see you. So I want to say welcome to everybody. You know, if you want to say hi to me, say hi to me so I can, you know, say hi back. You can hit me up on the Messenger on Facebook. You can hit me up on the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. Which other way? You know, even just commenting on Facebook, I will see that because I have those pages up too. So I'm seeing everybody. And I want to say thank you for being here with me. Thank you for sharing our me time hour together. Love it. Love seeing you. Love having you. Please connect with me tonight over the phone. Would love to hear from you too. So what is manipulation, really? What is it? You know, because as I said, a lot of us are being manipulated and we don't know it. So let's, you know, talk about it. Manipulation is getting what you want by either ignoring or harming the desires of others. Okay, and this is done by the manipulators using charm, some form of persuasion. It could be a friendly persuasion or an unfriendly persuasion, coaxing, trickery. And last but not least, in my opinion, misdirection. That is a big one. The underlying idea is to say that I have to let them give me what I want. You know? Have you ever been manipulated? Do you know when you're being manipulated? Come, share with me tonight. Would love to hear from you. You know, when manipulators, they are so good at what they do that they even start to believe that what they're doing is the best for everybody involved. And they make you start to believe it too. You know? Because manipulation is a process of trying to change another person's feelings, beliefs, behaviors, all of that through indirect tactics. They use all kind of trickery in the book. You know, and I just wanted to say that a big part of our manipulation is from our own beliefs too. Or some of us beliefs manipulate us. You know, and these people who try to manipulate us, rather than asking for what they want, the upfront, direct, you know, they tend to use some sort of deception or some kind of coercion, even threats on top of it to get their needs met. You know, and manipulation is considered to be associated with a number of mental health conditions. Okay? So even those that you think are crazy or borderline crazy, they know how to manipulate. Okay? Including borderline personality disorders. You know, passive aggressive personality disorders, addiction, and narcissism. That is all out. They know how to manipulate. Just because you think they are a little bit off, they are smart. Okay? And not all manipulated people have mental conditions either. But when manipulation becomes a primary style of interaction, meaning it becomes your second skin to manipulate people, you know, that can indicate some kind of psychological issue in the underlying process of it all. And I just want to know that we all have traits of being a manipulator at some time or the other in our life. You know, we are all unique. Yes. And because of that, our behaviors will be uniquely diverse as well. You know, when it comes to manipulated behavior, there are a lot of variations. But there is a common framework within where, you know, where a manipulative behavior is originated or it can be identified. No matter what behavior you have, I think by its very nature, a manipulative behavior is very sneaky and deceptive and ultimately devious. That's what I believe. And this is why many people on the receiving end of being manipulated, you know, they know that something is not right, you know, but they just can't come up with any specifics because they've been mentally manipulated, you know, and this can lead to the victim of the manipulator to doubt their own perception. And sometimes you even start to wonder if you're going crazy because the manipulation is so direct onto your emotion. And many manipulated people learn to use these dysfunctional ways. And then learn these behaviors from, you know, when they are children most of the time. Most of the time. And it happens like when, you know, you expect the best from your child and you look out for the best from your child. And, you know, the children's natural reaction are to that strictness. It affects the emotional development, I guess. They resent it. And so they, you know, they have to live by that, this do as you're told. Or if you don't, if your ears don't hear, your bottom will feel, that kind of way. You know? That was an old Jamaican saying. If your ears don't hear, then your body will feel. You know, and a child faced with this kind of situation start to think of ways to satisfy this rebellious feeling within. And this will include a passive aggressive behavior, you know, to try to regain some control within them. Like they may rebel in a less obvious way, you know, by sneaking something from the parents, whether it's money or some kind of valuables, you know, or lying or being devious in some other way that only they know. You know, then when the parents are telling them what to do because they're not allowed to express the anger or disagreement, they comfort themselves knowing that they have harmed the strict parent in some kind of way. You know, it's sad, but it happens. It happens. Let me just take a sip. Okay? Psychologically, I guess this restores some kind of balance for the child, and it helped them cope with the situation they seem to have as deemed unfair to them. You know, the problem is that this dysfunctional way of dealing with perceived emotional threat, it then gets carried over into relationships when they become an adult. You know, and this is where the trouble begins. Because manipulative abusers, they tend to dwell in extremes. Okay? They tend to start off being extremely thoughtful and considerate and attentive because this is a part of the grooming process, to groom you, to manipulate you. You know, get you high on the feeling of being flattered and, you know, feeling special is all a part of the manipulation. and wants to have it emotionally hooked now, then they have a stronger position from which to start manipulating you and controlling you. Have you experienced this in your life? Let me know now, 646-595-3197. Talk to me, people. Come and share with me. Would love to hear from you guys. You know? And in some cases, manipulators, they lack empathy. They don't feel, you know, they don't have no empathy for others, but they're good actors because they have to act like they have your best interests at heart. Okay, and that is also a goal of the manipulation process. Okay, instead of being concerned that they're upset you, you know, they will come up with a reply that I was only joking. You know, you're so sensitive. They diminish you. It minimizes your feeling. Okay? And that is manipulated behavior to the emotional impact. It leaves the recipient with nowhere to go because they're left feeling that they are to blame. And they can be very narcissistic too. Okay? And manipulators, they never accept the blame. They blame everyone else and they rarely accept their part. Okay? They blame everybody else because of what they don't accept it. And because they can lack that empathy I was talking about before. You know, they don't feel in touch with their emotions, but they pretend to be in touch with their emotions. And they have to go through the motions of acting in a way that they believe a kind, caring person would because they want to make sure you can trust them. Okay? So when you see somebody minimizing your behavior, you know, when the recipient of a nasty, insensitive comment speaks up, you know, say they're manipulating me and they use dirty words and you talk up. The manipulator make you feel like you are the wrong one. Okay? And you know something is wrong when you are being manipulated, but you just can't put your hand on it. Okay? You just can't tell it. And that is called gaslighting. Okay? And manipulators use this gaslighting process because they have you always second-guessing yourself. You know, you ask yourself questions like, am I too sensitive for real? You know, all during the day you're watching yourself. You know, am I really too sensitive because somebody has told you that? And when somebody else tell you that, you tend to believe their truth. Okay? And sometimes that is not truth. Okay. Yes, Ariel, thank you for saying hi to me. How you doing? You know the ways of a manipulator, right? I would love to hear from you, but you're always just calling, texting, so I'll take that. Yes. Yes, my darling. The manipulators, you know, we're being manipulated in every single way. We'll wake up in the morning to turn on the TV. Somewhere we'll be manipulated. We'll go on the bus. we take the train, whatever we do to reach work, there is some way, you know, something is going on. You know, there's always something going on, Ariel. But thank you for saying, hey, I love it. Ariel is typing and she's saying yes, because I didn't call her name, so she just wanted me to know that she's around. Thank you so much. Would love to hear from you also, girl. So give me a call. Yeah, and when the manipulators start this gaslighting thing, you can't understand why so many apparently good things going on in your life, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're not happy. You know something is terribly wrong, but you can't express it to anybody else or even to yourself. You don't know how to express it. You know, sometimes you have trouble making simple decisions when you have manipulators around you. You feel hopeless and joyless. You feel as though you can't do anything right. You know, you wonder if you're a good enough mother, friend, daughter, woman, wife, employee. You start doubting yourself in every way with that other manipulator. You know, and even behind the scenes, the manipulative partner may be doing all kind of other things, you know, talking down to you, you know. Gaslighting involves, what it does is, Ariel says, involve planting false information. That is true. They plant this kind of information in order to make another person doubt themselves. You know, and their own beliefs and their own perceptions. That's what they do. They involve planting false information so you can doubt the real thing. And this is all done over a length of time too. You know, it's over a slow period of time. And they can leave a person confused and unsure of themselves eventually. You know, they may act like they told you about a party, and they never did. You know, and the more time goes on, they tell you that you don't listen, you know, you don't do this, you don't do that, you know, and you feel like you really didn't listen. You wasn't listening, and they didn't tell you anything. And if you don't know about these tactics, you don't know when it's happening to you, because you don't live like that. And when somebody come around with their tactics, you have to be wise to know when you're being manipulated. Okay? When you hear people start off statements like, don't you think that, or why you do it this way, or I was wondering why you didn't do this or do that, or I suppose you're going to do this. Those are all little statements of showing manipulation. Okay? Another way you can be manipulated is if you are rushing to go somewhere and the next person is just dragging their heels and going to do their hair at this moment. That is also a manipulated. So that's how it is all over. You need to stop it. Spot it and stop it. okay? You know, and the manipulator to them, everything is done so subtly that it is hard to point to specific evidence. And ultimately, the same person begins to unravel while the manipulators start to get more powerful from your weakness. Okay? And they love to, if you ask them a question about something that they know about and they withhold information with you just because they can. That's big foolishness. That's manipulative behavior. Yes, Daniel. Thank you for saying hi to how you doing. Love to hear from you guys. As I said, I'm not calling any names tonight. So if you want a personal heal up, just heal me up and I'll heal you up. Excuse that. Daniel said a secret is because that frustration is in you. It allows them to feel in control because you're being frustrated. That's so true, Daniel. So true. They get the power from your weakness. And being frustrated is not having in a right frame of mind. And they gain power from that. You know? Like they'll purposely forget to tell you about a phone call that you've been looking forward to. And when you don't get the phone call, they know you're going to get irritated. People look forward for you to be irritated, you know. It's sad, but it's true. You know, when they know something is important to you, they will adopt that subtle behavior that provokes an emotional response from you. And one of the ways to control and manipulate is like that. Okay? You know, they would do their best to subtly accommodate the way how you see the world. And this ranges from how you should dress to who you should to how you should do the housework, your shopping bills, you know, buy this one, not that one, you know, the way you bring up the children, how you behave around others. You know, they have all kind of talk because they want to control you. I'm going to play my next song. Okay.
How far, you know? We travel the distance by what I play in our car, not all the way by stars.
Some people stop by obstacles, my journey's continue. The devil is always gonna be around, continue. Every single day will be taunting you. By the Lord, I'm risking something to plant on you. Some people stop by obstacles, my journey's continue. The devil is always gonna be around, continue. Every single day will be taunting you. Babylon now is looking something to plan. Me hold up my head, me swallow my pride and decide that me nah go fail. If it seem for ride a bicycle, I'm gonna deliver mail. Praise my God, me find a job, now go rob for go a jail. Fortunately over evil righteousness stop to prevail. Good things come in small parcels, some people want it in barrage. You cannot hide from that, so forget your camouflage. According to your work, that's how you get your reward. So if you got to be a rebel with a cause, yeah. Some people stop by obstacles, my journey's continuing. The devil is always gonna be around, continuing. Every single day, we'll be taunting you. Babylon, I'm risking something to plant on you. Some people stop by obstacles, my journey's continuing. The devil is always gonna be around, continuing. Every single day, we'll be taunting you. Babylon, I'm risking something to plant on you. Overcome all difficulties with our work and at my time. Right now, me and go use back one to make this line. Cause as sure as the sunshine, I'm gonna get what's mine. I'm never gonna get left behind. Think too negative, boy, your brother, that's why you are gonna mess. Why you want envy a man? Just show him have him well. You know you got to do what you can while you got the help. Just remember, said that the help will try to help themselves. Some people stop by obstacles, my journey's continuing. The devil is always gonna be around, haunting you. Every single day he will be taunting you. Babylon always looking something to plant on you. Some people stop by obstacles, my journey's continuing. The devil is always gonna be around, haunting you. Every single day he will be taunting you. Babylon always looking something to plant on you. Work for what you want, never say you can't, and stop moving. Work for what you need, take the lead, hungry mouth, they have to pay. Work for what you want, never say you can't, stop moving. Work for what you need, take the lead, hungry mouth, they have to pay. Some people stop by obstacles, my journey's continuing. The devil is always gonna be around, haunting you. Every single day he will be taunting you. Babylon always looking something to plant on you. Some people stop by obstacles, my journey's continuing. The devil is always gonna be around, haunting you. Every single day he will be taunting you. Babylon always looking something to plant on you. Some people stop by obstacles, my journey's continuing. The devil is always gonna be around, haunting you. Every single day he will be taunting you. Babylon always looking something to plant on you. Some people stop by obstacles, my journey's continuing. The devil is always gonna be around, haunting you. Every single day he will be taunting you. Babylon always looking something to plant on you.
Yep, journey continues. As soon as we wake up, all kind of things can come our way. And we just have to learn the right way to deal with whatever it is and keep on moving. It may not be what we like or want, but it is what it is. And we have to accept it, move on. Okay, don't dwell in what you can't change or what you have no control of. You have control of you, and that's what you have to control, you. You know, manipulation comes to an end when you stop assuming, you know, that this person have good intentions around you. Spot the signs. Know what you're looking for and fix it and stop being manipulated. Spot it and stop it. That's what we're talking about tonight. You know, reconnect with others in a way that you can spot them. You know, and stop if and see if their values are aligned with yours. Okay, where there's no manipulation, people feel what they want counts. Okay, they trust that you're on their side. You know, nobody wants a performer or a salesperson to be acting like they are genuine. Okay? No one wants to be fooled by anybody. Okay? And if you're concerned that you're being manipulated, you know, examine the tactics the other person is using. If you find yourself caught up in a web of deception and unclear motives, it could be manipulation. Okay? Some common tactics manipulators use. They include lying, withholding information, denying feelings, playing the victim, blaming the victim, okay, minimizing others' feelings, you know, pretending to be confused or ignorant to the facts. They use guilt and shame and pretend that their tactics are intended to serve feelings of worthlessness and helplessness and hopelessness. You know, and a willingness to prioritize their own feelings and desires over the needs and well-being of others. Okay, those are the signs of a manipulator. So how do we handle a manipulator? Because many of us are highly aware when we are being manipulated. But as I said, some are still left unsure that they're being manipulated, and if they know they're being manipulated, they don't know how to handle it. Because the manipulators, they often play the victim. You know, some victims of manipulation might excuse their behavior or insist that the manipulator don't really know what they're doing. Okay? Manipulators that thrive on hiding their motives. So it can be very, very challenging to get them to admit their true intentions. Okay? And many people will refuse to do so, even under pressure. So, you know, follow these tactics that I'm going to give you. You know, avoid allowing yourself to be ashamed or guilted into doing something. Welcome, guest 1080. How are you tonight? Love that you're here with me. How you like this topic so far? Now, manipulators also frequently use the process of provoking someone into an extreme or anger reaction and then blaming the other person for his or her reaction. Okay? And while anyone can be manipulated, expert manipulators tend to target people with and take advantage with of certain personality traits. You know, like if you have a soft heart, that is when you find manipulators coming into your life. Okay? Okay. And the desire to be liked or pleased. You know, these people, they learn their ways and they target them. Okay? Low esteem people, they like to target those people too. They like to target dependent people too. People who tend to be dependent on others, because they are more easily swayed by threats to withdraw love or support. Okay? Lonely people, they target a lot. You know? Why people manipulate is my question. Why? For some people, manipulation may be an inadvertent strategy for dealing with a cutthroat world, yes, in which discussing feelings. Manipulation is part of the normal range of behavior tactics, and most people engage in manipulated strategies from time to time. If we are honest with ourselves, we can say that. Okay? People whose primary style of interaction is manipulation, who, you know, that is where it becomes a problem. When manipulation is like a second skin to you, you know? That is a problem. Everybody have some kind of manipulation. If you want something from your child for them to do it, you're going to work in their favor so they do it without an argument and all of that. So we all know. But when it becomes a second skin, your second nature to manipulate proud people, that is a problem. Okay? Why do you need control over others? Why you need to raise your own self-esteem by putting fear into others? Okay? Why are you always threatening abandonment? Why are you always threatening that? You know, when a manipulator start to make a threat, ask him about the threat. Ask the manipulated person if he or she can tell you directly what she wants. You know, and avoid sharing how the manipulation makes you feel, because these feelings can be used as a tactic by giving them ammunition to use it again on you. You know, be direct, be that clear, and be honest. And what you must do is refuse to participate in the escalating game of manipulation. Be honest, direct and clear, and take yourself away from the manipulation. There's a saying by this lady, C. Joy Bell C, and I love it because it really describes some people. There are those whose primary ability is to spin wheels of manipulation. It is their second skin, and without these spinning wheels, they simply don't know how to function. There are people daily that come up in our lives. You know, psychological manipulation can be defined, right, as the exercise of undue influence through the mental distortion and emotional exploitation. Okay, it affects your mental and your emotional with the intention to seize power, control, benefits, and privileges at the victim's expense. So it is very, very important to distinguish healthy social influence from that psychological manipulation. Okay? And a healthy social influence happens between most people, and it's part of the give and take construct in relationships, actually. And in psychological manipulation, one person is used for the benefit of the other. The manipulator deliberately creates an imbalance of power. Okay? Yes, Ariel, so true. The exploiter exploits the victim to serve its own agenda. That's the bottom line. It's just so true. What you think about it, guest 1080? What you think about it all? Let me know. You know, it's good to know the traits of a manipulator so you can pinpoint them. Okay? And they have four common characteristics. Okay? They know how to detect your weaknesses. like you could have a soft heart or something else, you know? They found, and once found, they find it, and once found, they use it against you. They use your weakness against you. And through their shrewd thinking, they convince you to give up something of yourself in order to serve their self-centered interest. Okay? In work, in social and family situations, once a manipulator succeeds in taking advantage of you, he or she will likely repeat the violation until you put a stop to it. It is your duty to put a stop to it. You know, and no root causes for chronic manipulation are more than likely complex and very, very deep-seated. But whatever drives an individual to be psychological manipulative, it's not easy when you're on the receiving end either. You know, how can you really successfully manage these situations? Okay? There are some tips. And maybe not all of the tips may apply to your situation, but simply utilize what will work, okay? The first thing you have to do is know your fundamental rights. And the single most important guideline when you're dealing with a psychologically manipulated person is to know your rights and recognize when they're being violated. Okay? As long as you don't harm others, you have the right to stand up for yourself and defend your rights. Okay? If you bring harm to others, you may forfeit these rights. Okay? And knowing some of our fundamental rights, I think I need to talk about that too, because a lot of us don't know. Okay? You have the right to be treated with respect. And you have the right to express your feelings, opinions, and your wants too. You have the right to set your own priorities. Okay. You have the right to say no without feeling guilty. You have the right to get what you pay for in life. You have the right to have different opinions than others. You have the right to take care and up and protect yourself from being treated physically, mentally, or emotionally threatened. Okay? You have the right to create your own happy and healthy life. And these are the fundamental rights that you have. Some of them. And these fundamental human rights represent your boundaries. Okay? Of course, society is full of people who do not respect these rights. Okay? Psychological manipulators in particular want to deprive you of your rights so they can control you and take advantage of you. But you have the power and the moral authority to declare that it is you who is in charge of your life. Nobody else. No manipulator, Nobody else but you are in charge of your life. Another way to detect a manipulator is to see if a person acts with different faces in front of different people. Check it out. And in different situations also. Yes, I know that all of us have a degree of this type of, what you call it, social differentiation. But some psychological manipulators tend to habitually, you hear the word habitually, dwell in extremes. Like them being highly polite to one individual and then completely rude to another. That's an issue right there. Or they can act totally helpless one moment and fiercely aggressive the next. Okay? And when you observe this type of behavior from an individual, once you see it, you know, especially when you've seen it more than once and eventually on a regular basis, keep a distance, okay? And avoid engaging with the person unless you really have to. Okay? Another thing you should do is avoid personalization and self-blame. Because since the manipulator's agenda is to look for and exploit your weakness, it is understandable that you may feel inadequate or even blame yourself for not satisfying the manipulator in any way. Okay? In these situations, it's important to remember that you are not the problem. You're simply being manipulated to feel bad about yourself so that you're more likely to surrender your power and your rights. Okay? Consider your relationship with the manipulator and ask these questions. You know, am I being treated with genuine respect? You know, this person's expectations of me, are they reasonable? You know, is the giving in this relationship primarily one way or two ways? Think about it. And do I feel good about myself in this relationship? Think about it, because your questions to these answers will give you important clues about whether the problem in the relationship is with you or with the next person. Okay? So, let me just play my next song.
DJ Cuts.com.
It's real and a better road. Enough time me stepping out the streets with me brother close. Yeah, more life me need me forever chose. Me I tell my friend my foes. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread to sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything, real and genuine.
We no have to see no picture for no dead poster. Every day me friend them dead, it's like it get closer. Out of the stress we get to life, we want to get older. One leap of things what we go through, we cannot get over. So me no want no man, no tell me about no six shooter. Give me a work, me check me money, mind them six shooter. So man no squad, no feed them money, them a big joker. Mama no fear ball for no shoulder.
From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread for sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything, real and genuine. Alright.
Me coulda get me eyes shut, but me's a youth to read my Bible as me rise up. Me still a give the thanks to praises all when I ain't broke. Come on in and go make them show me now no I love.
Hey.
Get a youth to no fi wise up. No make them tell us how you care, you have to try for. If I fi even shock a taxi, I go drive bus. Then go take up gun for your love.
From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread for sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything, real and genuine.
This one goes out to all who love them life with no doubt. All when the landlord that tell them move out. From your happiness, them not gonna make you lose out. So they provide this. This one goes out, provide food for the kids them put in their mouth. If I want box food, then it's a go share out. Still I give thanks for life all when I be a drought.
From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread for sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything, real and genuine. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread for sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything, real and genuine. Alright.
From we have life. No, we just have to make it the best we can. And the best we can is to protect ourselves from manipulators. Okay? You know, psychological manipulators will make requests or demands from you. And these offers often make you go out of your way to meet their needs. And when you hear unreasonable solicitation, it's because sometimes it's useful to put the focus back on the manipulator by asking a few probing questions to see if he or she has enough self-awareness to recognize the equity of their scheme. You know, like you can ask them, you know, does this seem reasonable to you? What does what you want from me sound fair? You know, as do I have a say in this? You know, so what do I get out of this? Ask these questions. Are you really expecting me to, and then state the request again? You know, when you ask those kind of questions, you're putting up a mirror so the manipulator can see the true nature of his or her ploy. If the manipulator has a degree of self-awareness, you know, even a little bit, they may withdraw the demand and quiet it down. On the other hand, a truly psychological manipulator, like a narcissist, will dismiss your questions and insist on getting their way. And if this occurs, you know, apply ideas from the tips I gave you to keep your power and stop the manipulation. Okay? And in addition to unreasonable requests, the manipulator will also expect an answer from you right away. Okay? To maximize their pressure and control over you in the situation. You know, salespeople call this closing the deal, like Katina effect. During these moments, instead of responding to the manipulator's request right away, consider leveraging time to your advantage and distancing yourself from his or her immediate influence. You can gain control over the situation by saying simply, I'll think about it. Just like that. Consider how powerful these few words are from a customer to a salesperson. From a romantic perspective, you know, to the eager pursuer, you know, or from you to a manipulator. You know, take the time you need to evaluate the pros and the cons of a situation and consider whether you want to negotiate a more, you know, equitable arrangement, or if you're better off by saying no, do it. Which leads us to the next point. You know, how to say no. To be able to say no diplomatically, but firmly, is to practice the art of communication. Effectively articulated, it allows you to stand your ground while maintaining a workable relationship. Remember that your fundamental human rights include the right to set your own priorities and the right to say no without feeling guilty, and the right to choose your own happy and healthy life. Okay? Learn how to say no so you can lower your resistance and keep the peace in your life. And a manipulator can also become a bully. Okay? And the most important thing to keep in mind about bullies is that they pick on those whom they perceive as weaker. So as long as you remain passive and compliant, you make yourself a target. But many bullies are also cowards. Okay? When their targets begin to show backbone and stand up to them, you know, the bully will often back down. Okay? And on an empathetic note, studies show that many bullies are victims of violence themselves. Okay, I'm not excusing them, but it may help to consider a bully in a better light. When people don't like themselves very much, they have to make up for it, okay? The classic bully has actually a victimized past. Okay? Some people try to be tall by cutting off the heads of others. Okay? Realize that bullying never has to do with you. It's the bully who is insecure. So they don't have any power over you. So when confronting bullies, be sure to place yourself in a position where you can safely protect yourself, whether it's standing tall on your own, having other people present, you know, so they can support and witness it, or keep a paper trail of the bully's inappropriate behavior. You know, when I said that, think about if they're doing any verbal or emotional abuse, you know, and if they are, you know, consult with your law, the law, and see what kind of help you can get. It's important to stand up to bullies. And you don't have to do it alone to get the law on your side. All right? And set consequences also. What time is it? Well, when a psychological manipulator insists on violating your boundaries and they won't take no for an answer, you know, you're going to have to use some kind of consequence. Okay, the ability to identify and assert consequence is one of the most important skills you can use to stand out a difficult person. Effectively articulated consequence give pause to the manipulated person. If they know there's a consequence, then they will maybe stop doing what they're doing. Okay? Healthy relationships, they are based on trust. It don't matter if it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, mother, daughter, son, father, it don't matter what, sister, brother, it all is based on trust and respect and some feeling of security. You know, each person must feel like they're valued and loved unconditionally and accepted for who they are. And if you point out how the manipulator just turned the tables, they like to try to make you look selfish and pitiful. They will acknowledge their narcissistic behavior or reframe the conversation. Okay? And your response should be, there's not much you can do in these situations except walk away and find someone else who is more caring and more compassionate and more mature. Don't expose your vulnerabilities to someone who don't find a worth in you, who's going to trample over it. Don't do it to yourself, okay? Most of us think that of manipulation as a method of getting something that is desired or something that was denied to us, whether it's the vacation or the upper hand. Yet the goal of manipulation is more often the attempt to gain control. Okay? Even as ethical adults who among us who hasn't canceled that root canal due to flu or begged off an unpleasant hospital visit, okay? With young children, experience whole new anxiety triggers. You know, I've yet to meet a child who hasn't tried some tricks above to avoid the fear of failure or something like that. But when I use the term manipulated child, I'm referring to those who routinely use the devious devices, okay? Tragically, when while they may win through the lying or the whining or the guilting or the bullying or the shaming, in the short run, they will eventually face failure and frustration. And their confidence and the ethics in the long run. You know, after all, they learned early that these avoidance tricks worked. As they head towards adulthood and find that life doesn't always soothe them, you know, life don't always go their way, these skills get shakier. Okay? And they're unable to exercise honest, ethical, straightforward strategies to manage anxiety. And they flail to powerlessness. And they fail time and time again. Sometimes dropping out or turning to other risky behaviors. Okay? Think of Ariel, what did you just say? My son is 42 and he still lives with me rent free while I do his laundry and cook his meals. You know, we as parents, we have to know when to let go. A 42, how much time is he going to be at home? Is he disabled? No. Okay, well, why can't he go out and find his own life, Mom? I would say to let him go find his own life. You know, unless you have an arrangement at home, that's different. Oh. I'm sorry, Daniel. I'm sorry about that. My sister is 32 and can't keep a husband and a job. And she keeps demanding money. My mom, she's living with my mom now. And my mom is living on Social Security. And when my mom tells her she's on Social Security, she whines and begs and argues. Yeah, it's about time she found her way too, I would say. Because Mom did it, she now have our little Social Security to depend on her life. And your sister needs to go and find her way. Oh, boy. Empty nesters are best sometimes, but the kids come back, you know. And as these kids continue on the path of subverting long-term goals through opportunistic and deceptive behavior, you know, they're locked in infantile patterns that destroy esteem and ethics and making true friendship and commitment to anything or anyone almost impossible because they don't know how to be anything but devious. Okay? And we know we're dealing with manipulated children when he or she argues or whines incessantly over everything from rules to responsibilities, distorts or edit reality, you know, that change everything up. Most popular is the circular why tactics. They'll come up with endless reason why they can't and shouldn't and need to do that, and why it's stupid and unfair and unnecessary, you know? You know, we have, oh, almost there. Yes, we do have some parents that are manipulated partners also. For those tricks to work, the child must have a willing partner in a home where the child's manipulation rules. Okay? Crazy. It's crazy. Yes, Danielle, I agree with you. It's all craziness. But guys, we're here at the end of our show. And I just wanted to tell you, I hope that you got a great deal from the show, some eye-openers. Do you see where you were being manipulated? Or do you see manipulating characters in you? You know, if not, if you do change them, fix them, and if you're being manipulated, stop it. I've given you a lot of boosters tonight to let you know if you are being manipulated or you're actually a manipulator. And I just want you to look in yourself and find where you are, where you fit in it, and change it for you. All right? So here we go. What tomorrow maybe?
Dear man, ready? All right. Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. What tomorrow may bring? Nobody don't know. Nobody don't know. Me just a go and do me thing. Do me thing. Me just a go and do me thing.
Me a do me thing.
What tomorrow may bring? Nobody don't know. Nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing. Do me thing. Me just a go and do me thing. Me sure about today. Tomorrow me no stress over. Just a work good me have and just step over. Yes, me now go try to put me cap on me. And can't reach now. Right now me not the most popular. So me work today to make tomorrow get better. Some of these students have it and I go on like it lasts forever and ever. Me a go and live good today. Tomorrow me not know which number apply. 1 minute to the Father me pray every day, day yeah. That's why me no fret and me no worry. Me have life and feed and me not go sorry. So if the morning comes and me not see the sun, the Father can say well done. What tomorrow may bring? Nobody don't know, nobody don't know. Me just a go and do me thing, do me thing. Me just a go and do me thing.
Me a do me thing.
What tomorrow may bring? Nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing, do me thing. Me just a go and do me thing.
Me a do me thing.
Yeah, one life me have, me a go live it all me want. Me not go make nobody come and tell me say me can't puppet tears with them strings. Want tie me up, they call me fresh to the game, them want spoil me up. Yeah, I cut my hair like this, wrap my clothes like this. You can choose what you want, but I like this. Oh, I know I'm not perfect, but I still try, yeah. And I'll be whatever I wanna be, cause I'm free. Nobody can control me. No one on earth can predict my destiny. That's why me no worry. Have life and feed and me not go sorry. So if the morning comes and me not see the sun, the Father can say well done. What tomorrow may bring? Nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing. Yeah, me just a go and do me thing. Yeah, what tomorrow may bring? Nobody don't know. Nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing.
do me thing. Me just a go and do me thing.
Me a do me thing.
Just take it step by step up the ladder. Hey, me not go bad mind me brother. I stay focused on my dreams. Yeah,
because my slice of the cake day your day. You can't tell me no day your day.
Me a go for anywhere your day.
And give time say me have today.
Uplifting music, Dallas representing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing. Yeah, me just a go and do me thing.
All right, guys. We don't know what tomorrow going to bring, but I wish the best. And I wish you all glory in you, in a look in you, and fix what needs to be fixed so the best of you can come out. Every day we are faced with situations we can fix in our lives. And tonight is one. You know, are you a manipulator? Are you being manipulated? Fix it. It can only be good. So I'll catch you back here next week at 7 p.m. Love you guys. One love.
That's it.
A purpose, yeah, I sing. Everyone's got a purpose in life. Jah made us good and he made us right. And now we all open our eyes. Like fire said, start to realize and it's feeding us with noise. We may want to divide, but love and unity keep us alive. With just in our life, all can be right. We gotta stay focused and stay on this path and keep your love. Sometimes we fuss and fight, and I know that's not right. Some of them been dreaming that life a fair, realize that they here to stay, killing the kings of kings right away.
Everyone's got a purpose in life. gotta choose a life. It's time we open our eyes and start to realize that with love all would be fine, and we could make it to the end of time. Everyone dreaming of the same thing. We all need love and unity. But why we create so much, so much war? Because everyone's got a purpose in life.
The reason why them create so much war is because that's why it's set up.